Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to my beloved listener, Oliver, in Minnesota, who at just 11 years old is already a master of horror. Oliver has come up with a super scary Christmas story for all of us to enjoy today. It's a tale that I call Virtual Christmas Disaster. The normally quiet town of Willow Creek was abuzz with excitement as Christmas approached. And, for better or worse, presents were on kids' minds. Children chattered about the latest tech toys, especially the new virtual reality headsets that seemed to be on everyone's wish list. Among the kids writing to Santa with a desperate plea for a virtual reality headset was Liam, a bright-eyed boy with a vivid imagination who longed to join his friends in their digital adventures. In Liam's family, money was tight, but there was a lot of love and attention, especially from his father. And so, of course, Liam's adoring dad noticed his son's growing interest in the VR headset. Liam spent nights dreaming of exploring fantastical worlds and battling virtual dragons, his longing for the headset growing each day. Liam's dad spent nights worrying about not disappointing his son on Christmas morning. The days passed, and finally Christmas morning arrived with a crisp, frosty air. Liam woke up before dawn, his heart racing with anticipation. He rushed to the tree, his eyes scanning the pile of presents. With each unwrapped gift, his hope waned, replaced by a growing sense of disappointment. No VR headset was in sight. Finally, there was one last gift, oddly shaped and wrapped in faded paper. Liam's hands trembled as he tore it open. Inside was a VR headset, but not the sleek, branded one he'd hoped for. It was an off-brand model, its surface dull and the instructions written in an unfamiliar language. His dad, noticing Liam's mixed reaction, explained how he had found it at a thrift shop.
"It's a bit different, but it'll work just the same," Liam's dad said with a hopeful smile.
Despite his initial disappointment, Liam hugged and thanked his father. He knew his dad had worked hard to try and make his Christmas dream come true. So he spent Christmas afternoon figuring out how his vintage VR headset worked. Liam liked figuring out how things worked, and his enthusiasm was rekindled as he familiarized himself with the device. As dusk fell, Liam finally put on his Christmas VR headset, ready to dive into a new world. The screen flickered to life, and Liam was transported into a realm far beyond his wildest dreams. The graphics were surprisingly realistic, more so than any game Liam had ever played before. He found himself in a medieval village, the details so intricate that he could almost smell the wood smoke and hear the distant clatter of armor. It was mesmerizing, and Liam quickly lost track of time, exploring this new immersive world. Deciding to explore some of the other VR offerings next, Liam selected a rock climbing game, marveling at the astonishing realism. The wind seemed to whip through his hair, and he could feel the rough texture of the rocks under his fingertips. Climbing higher, the sense of vertigo was almost overwhelming. Then, reaching for a particularly sharp outcrop, Liam felt a sudden, sharp pain in his hand. Startled, he ripped off the headset. To his shock, he found a small splinter embedded in his hand, blood actually oozing from the tiny wound. He glanced around, confused, and noticed he had unwittingly brushed against his bookshelf, causing the injury. Shaken but intrigued, Liam began to wonder about the capabilities of the VR headset. It seemed to blur the lines between the virtual and the real in a way he hadn't thought possible. The next day, brimming with excitement and a hint of apprehension, Liam invited his friends over to share the experience of his very unique vintage VR headset. They gathered in his room and Liam suggested they play Gorilla Tag, a popular game. One by one, they took turns with the headset, diving into the virtual jungle. The game was intense and exhilarating, more so than the usual version of Gorilla Tag that they were all used to. Liam was having a blast, his friends laughing and shouting as they took turns playing with his VR headset. Then, during a heated moment in the game, Liam's friend Alex got hit by a virtual rock right on his cheek while using a slingshot. Alex yelped in pain, surprising everyone. He quickly removed Liam's headset, rubbing his cheek, which was now reddened as if struck by an actual rock. Confusion and accusations filled the room. Alex, feeling betrayed and hurt, demanded to know who had thrown something at him. Liam and the other friends were bewildered. None of them had moved from their spots, and there was no sign of any projectile in the room. Arguments erupted, and Alex, still nursing his cheek, left in a huff, leaving a tense atmosphere behind. Liam and his remaining friends exchanged uneasy glances. The thrill of the game had turned into a disturbing puzzle. The line between the virtual experience and physical reality seemed to be blurring more than ever. Liam felt a growing unease, wondering just how far his strange thrift shop VR headset could meld the two worlds. As his friends departed, Liam sat alone in his room, the headset lying ominously on his desk. He was torn between fear and fascination, questioning the nature of this mysterious device. With night enveloping the house, a sense of eerie quietude settled in. Liam, unable to shake off the day's strange events, decided to confront his fears head-on. With a mix of trepidation and curiosity, he put on the VR headset he had received for Christmas once more. Question that haunted him? Was this headset merely a gaming device, or something far more sinister? He chose a Temple Run-inspired game, where he had to navigate through ancient ruins while being chased by a massive gorilla. The game started, and Liam found himself sprinting through a labyrinth of stone and vine. The realism was uncanny. He could feel his heart racing, the virtual gorilla's roars echoing in his ears. Engrossed in the virtual game, Liam failed to notice how close he was in reality to his room's wall. As he swerved to dodge an obstacle in the game, he bumped into the wall in reality. The collision slowed him down in the virtual world, allowing the gorilla to gain on him. Suddenly, he felt an immense force slam into him from behind, knocking him to the ground. Pain shot through his body as he lay there, stunned and breathless. It felt as if the gorilla from the game had leaped out of the virtual world and tackled him in his own bedroom. Liam screamed, a mix of pain and fear, and hastily removed the headset. He looked around frantically. His heart was pounding out of his chest. The room was as it had been, quiet, still, and empty. No sign of a gorilla. No explanation for the force that had knocked him down. The line between the virtual and the real had not just blurred, it had been crossed. Liam sat there, panting, trying to make sense of the impossible. The fear that had been a mere whisper at the back of his mind was now a screaming certainty. There was something deeply wrong with the VR headset his dad had bought from that thrift shop. Liam's mind raced with possibilities. Was the headset haunted? Was there some sort of technology at play that he couldn't understand? The question swirled in his head, round and round, each more unsettling than the last. He He knew he should tell someone, maybe his dad, but the fear of not being believed held him back. Liam realized that he was dealing with something beyond his understanding, something that defied the laws of reality as he knew it. He was really, really scared. Liam spent a restless night tossing and turning. As he lay in bed staring at the ceiling, the VR headset's eerie glow seemed to cast long shadows across his room, making the familiar feel foreign. The line between the virtual dangers and his reality had blurred, leaving him in a state of unease. The more he thought about it, the more Liam realized that keeping the headset was just too risky. It wasn't a game anymore. It was a gateway to uncharted and perilous realms. This realization cemented his decision. As dawn broke, casting a soft light into his room, Liam knew exactly what he had to do. The headset, once a cherished Christmas present, had become a burden he could no longer bear. Liam carefully placed the headset in a cardboard box, scrawled "free" on the side, and left it by the curb. He watched from his window, hoping someone, anyone, would take it away, ending this nightmare. However, fate had other plans. Liam's dad arrived home from work early and noticed the box. His curiosity piqued. He peered inside and found the VR headset. Disappointed that Liam would discard his gift so carelessly, he decided to see what the fuss was about. Unaware of the headset's sinister nature, he set it up in the living room, eager for a bit of escapism. Liam's dad chose an immersive jungle exploration game. The experience was once again breathtakingly real. The dense foliage rustled in the virtual wind, and distant animal cries filled the air. He marveled at the vivid details, completely absorbed in the adventure. Meanwhile, Liam, sensing something amiss, came downstairs from his bedroom. His heart dropped when he saw his dad, headset on, deeply engaged in the game. He watched in horror as his father, oblivious to the real world, walked towards a virtual cliff. "Liam, this is amazing," his dad exclaimed, stepping closer to the edge in the game. Liam's warning shout came too late. His dad, thinking he was about to leap across a chasm in the virtual jungle, stepped forward in reality and tripped over the living room rug. Thump! Liam lunged forward in a desperate attempt to intervene, but his hands grasped at nothing. His dad, still in the grip of the virtual realm, had tumbled to the ground. The headset clattered to the floor beside him, its lenses flickering ominously. Liam's father lay still, his mask a face of confusion and fear. Liam called to him, shaking his shoulders, but his dad seemed lost in a limbo between the real and the virtual. He murmured disjointed phrases, his eyes unfocused, as if still seeing the digital world. In the aftermath of his father's chilling encounter, Liam stood in the transformed living room, now a tableau of nightmare. As the seconds passed, his father's return to consciousness did little to dispel the unease. His hushed, apprehensive recounting of blurred visions between the virtual and real worlds only served to deepen the sense of dread permeating their home. The once clear boundary between reality and the digital realm had been disturbingly distorted on Christmas, leaving Liam to ponder the terrifying possibilities of what lay beyond their understanding. But one thing that both Liam and his father agreed on was that the VR headset had to leave their house that very night, no matter what. It had been given with love by a father to his son on Christmas, but as it turned out, this special VR headset was far better suited for Halloween. Wow, now that is a Christmas tale I'm not gonna forget anytime soon. Thank you so much to Oliver for sharing this tale with all of us today. What an amazing gift. If you have a great idea for a chilling story to share with the Story Club community, email me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And come back tomorrow for another episode of Ivy's Chilling Tales, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go!
Thank you. like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.